Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you, and good to be here. I hope everyone is doing well and had a good day and a good week going well for you. So I missed you guys last week. I had a commitment. My husband and I, well, there was a funeral and a commitment, so we kind of had to, he went one way, I went the other. It was actually in the same direction, just a couple exits away, but it ended up being, for the work commitment, there were people in from out of town, so I had to, ended up having to stay for that. And but the funeral, thank you for those who prayed for us, was one of our old pastor's wives had passed. It was profoundly sad. She had had cancer, aggressive cancer, and it was really profoundly sad. So anyways, they had recorded that since they had been in ministry for over 20 years together in the community. So I ended up watching that online. And he represented the family. So thank you for your prayers. Yeah, that was a tough one. So anyways, I hope y'all are doing well. Let's pray before we start. And there's just a couple things on my heart tonight. So praise God. So Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your goodness, your faithfulness, that you are Lord, that your love endures forever. We thank you, Father God, for every seed that we've sown, God, in love. Would return to us, God, that we cast that onto the sea. And I don't just mean, I'm not even actually talking about financially, Lord, but when your word says to give and it shall be given unto you, God, that those who give will prosper, God. And so, but when we give, Lord, of our time, of our love, God, of our care, of our concern, Lord, just as we sow even in the fruits of the Spirit, God, in the very nature of your kingdom and the word of God, Lord, that you return that to us, Lord, that your word says that if you, those that refresh others shall be refreshed, God. So we thank you, Lord, just for your kingdom, how your kingdom works, Lord, and how your heart is towards us and for us. So again, we thank you for your love that endures forever, even forgiveness, just sense the releasing forgiveness to those unjust areas. God, releasing that and even doing an altruistic act, God, going above and beyond, God, is your nature as well. So we thank you, God, for sustaining us and that are held upon the rock. And may we not slip, fall, or stumble, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you again for your faithfulness and your enduring love, God. May every seed, this is what I was going to say, every seed that we sow, may it be sown in love, God, because it's saturated, Lord, with fruitfulness, with prosperity, with the word of God, Lord. When we sow in love, it is bountiful. There's a bountiful return in fruitfulness for those that we sow to and those and how it's returned as well, God. So and accredited, I guess, is one way to say it maybe. So we thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you, God, just for your kingdom to come and your will to be done and for an increase of your kingdom and your power on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So one thing that the Lord had been showing me, I'll make sure my water cup is full there, showing me in numbers, okay, was the number 111. I kept seeing that repeatedly, 11 or 111. So I want to pull up, and I'm not even sure. Okay, so I just wanted to pull up something from my notebook here, my prophetic journal, and just read just a little bit of notes on that number 111 repeatedly. Could be a confirmation to you that this is the call he has for you. Additionally, the Lord may have spoken to you. Maybe they mean something else to you. Okay, that's a personal thing. Let me go back up. So I think this was talked about here before. Joseph was the 11th son, and Jacob, the son of Jacob, was also 11 as the number of prophetic. divine solutions for reformation and restoration in society, and the economic blessing is attached. Okay, I guess if you walk in the fulfillment of that. And okay, there's some verses here. Oh, I have, I'm sure I have the desk. Oh, I guess there's key verses in Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah real quick, sorry. I think Isaiah 11. Oh, yeah, so Spirit of the Lord. Oh, see, yes, okay, here we go. This is the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and light, the Spirit of knowledge of fear of the Lord. So this was saying, this is a key scripture. And it shall come in verse 11:11, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set in his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left. Okay. This is... Okay, I was reading. This is significant in a sense because of... this is what I was going to say. I was doing some research, actually, on Billy Graham. Maybe because it's, I'm in the area. Whoa, where are you guys? Maybe because I live in the area. I don't know. But this book, I found this book, and it's like from 1975, and it's called Blow, Wind of God. And now my cousins, I don't know if you all have a story in your family with how the Graham ministry has affected you, but my cousin used to go to his crusades when I lived in, I grew up in near Detroit, Michigan, just outside in the suburbs there. And my cousin used to go, I think my mom maybe used to watch the younger kids or something. I don't remember. But so my cousin would come back when we were about the same age. She's a year younger than me. And she would come back after the crusade. And I remember her telling me, and I grew up very traditional church family. And she would said, well, come here. I want to tell you something. I'm like, well, what is it? And she said, well, I want to confess my sins to you. And I said, no, I don't think this is right, because when I grew up, you know, you would go to the priest and it was very sacred. And I said, I don't know, this doesn't seem right to me. And she said, no, no, I just learned this. And, you know, she's like, it says confess your sins one to another, and I'm choosing you, and I want to confess my sins to you, and that I will be healed, and this is, and so I don't know what she told me. It was just, you know, we were like 11 or 12, you know. So then, but she was telling me, and I remember her telling me this, is that that people were slain in the spirit. And they sat further up in the auditorium, you know, where there were stairs. And on the stairs, she said, and because I didn't know what the word slain in the spirit meant. I had never heard that. And because I was like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, well, people were laying out. And I said, well, what do you mean? And I just kept saying, what do you mean? It was just so fascinating to me. So she explained it to me, and I was like, wow, that is just the wildest thing I ever did hear. And so that was one thing that the Lord actually used and then through this ministry in my life. So anyway, when I had seen the name of this book, Blow, Wind of God, and I knew how the Spirit, now there might not be the forefront of the ministry and how they don't, you know, necessarily talk about this too much, maybe. They kind of do, but don't. Well, anyway, I thought, well, I want to see what I can find out about this and how this is played out. So there was a whole chapter here on the Holy Spirit. But what I learned even more, which I did not know, was actually from the foreword of this book and the so the story behind it in the preface of the book. But I guess this Dr. Orr back in the day, so this was back in, and this is where I am going somewhere with this. So back in the day in 1949 in Los Angeles, there was a big crusade there. So as the story goes, Billy was kind of struggling. He was just starting off and kind of struggling with his ministry. And one person had told him, listen, you know, what you're doing and what you're preaching, that's not relevant for the culture today. That's just not going to fly. I don't see this taking off kind of a thing. Like, you're going to have to kind of change your presentation, change not necessarily the doctrine, but kind of your theology to fit the time, really, back in 1949. So, you know, somewhat there, you know, kind of questioning, you know, where he already had doubts. So isn't that interesting? Where he already had doubts. So he brought someone in his life and face to face that knew him personally, that questioned it as well to him outwardly. So he was really struggling with this, I guess, and bringing it before the Lord. Well, his friend, he met this woman friend who was a teacher. Henrietta Mears was the director of a religious education school at First Presbyterian Church. And she spoke one night there too, and during one of his crusades. And then she ended up having a meeting at a camp in the mountains in Southern California. Now, this is wide known because it's written in this book here, and then it's also written in a book called Full Surrender, where Billy did the foreword or whatever, the endorsements or whatever. He commented on this as well. So this is documented. But in this meeting here, Dr. Oritz, I have to Google this. It's Dr. J. Edwin Orr, okay? So he was from 1912 to 1987, died when he was 75. He was a scholar. He was a preacher. He wrote some 50 books. He was also a scholar in revival and in awakening. And a lot of people that were preachers and whatnot used his counsel. He counseled them in their lives and whatnot. So anyway, this woman invited him to this camp in Silicon, and this Dr. Orr was speaking nightly on the work of the Holy Spirit. So this man, okay, because you have friends, I have friends, right? And we have, and we're going to minister to other people. They're going to minister to us, okay? So this Dr. Orr, when he spoke nightly on the work of the Holy Spirit, he was issuing a series of talks. So, and Grandma Thayer and others experienced a new touch of the Holy Spirit, and apparently the touch that had made Los Angeles Crusade history. So, you know, they're not saying it in terms that you and I would say that he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, but he's certainly giving evidence to that. And then in this other book of Full Surrender, he says it a little bit more, maybe the infilling of the Holy Spirit, something of that nature. So I guess it's recorded that after this camp in the mountains and Dr. Orr preaching on the power of the Holy Spirit, Billy gets filled and settles in his heart, really completely surrendering to the fact and giving his all to the Lord and saying, I am going to take the word of God and trust it and believe it at what you say and bring it forth, you know, under his power and under his influence. And it was there that these Los Angeles Coliseum and Crusades took off, and it actually was extended longer than they anticipated to begin with. So it really was giving evidence, if I'm stressing enough, as you know, to the power of the Holy Spirit and his wondrous works and ways. And one thing that was also evidenced here in this foreword is they were talking about how people were convicted during this crusade, you know, that the power of the Holy Spirit was so strong there and in that place that people were literally, there was a conviction where people were wanting to actually even get saved and come to the altar before he was ready or before he actually gave the altar call, you know, so people would come up, and he would say, let me see. Okay, they were under. So I never had in all my life seen men and women under such conviction of sin in the Los Angeles campaign. So before his sermon was even completed, God prompted him to give an invitation right there. Another thing that he said is sometimes I have quite literally had to step back and let the Holy Spirit rush by, says Billy Graham, in the public meeting. And it was seemed on these occasions that I could almost hear and feel the rushing of the mighty wind of Acts 2, and hence the name of the book, Mighty Wind of God. So I just think that's so cool that he was talking about it's such the importance of it that they even named the book this, and they were talking about blow, wind of God. And one of the things, okay, I think that was all on there, but there was a verse in Habakkuk where he was taking about, if you ever heard the, where he had prayed, do it again, Lord. And that's what he was praying. Well, he was known to be on his knees, and that there was a place on the floor there where he had prayed, you know, that said that. But anyways, it's from Habakkuk 2, and excuse me, that's not true. Okay. Okay, I'm not seeing. Oh, I guess it was this one. Let me see if this is, let me change this to the NIV. Oh, yeah, it is NIV. I figured as much. Okay, so it says Habakkuk, I guess, prayer. And 3:2, it says, Lord, I have heard of your fame, and I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day, in our time, make them known. So, and that's where the prayer comes and do it again, Lord. So I have heard of your fame, and I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them. So thus is a prayer of revival. So I thought I would offer that to you. And then I just want to finish by saying, just talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that many people here are, and you guys are all on board, and you already have your hands up, both in the spirit and in the natural, and on this keyboard here, which I totally love. But let me just talk about three or four things that, and then a prayer to be filled with the Holy Spirit. For those who may be listening online or listening at a later time. So first, you need to be born again, which I believe we all are here. But if we need to take care of first things first, then let's pray. Let's pray that you become born again, because the Spirit is for the indwelling of those who belong to Jesus. And this is why those who already belong to Jesus, where you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, and He has justified you by your faith, having made peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, right? And that you are, and that Jesus, He's the light of the world, and those who follow me do not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So it is for those who belong to Him. And secondly, we just simply have to ask, right? So in Luke 11:9, it says, ask and it will be given to you. And we do have to surrender, just like the testimony of Billy Graham saying he surrendered all unto the Lord. So it is also presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, because you're actually giving yourself over to the Holy Spirit. So I've heard some people say there too as well that if you've ever had any dabbling in any type of occult or other spiritual entities other than the Holy Spirit, that they need to be renounced before you can receive the Holy Spirit. Sometimes I've heard people say that that can be a blockage or a place of resistance for the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, and that verse would be 2 Corinthians 4:2. You could read 2 through 7 here too, because it talks about you being a light, right? So Christ is coming in you even further. You received His light of life at salvation, but then even further, you're going to have this annunciation of manifestation and power of His true light, and it's going to consume everything else, and we're going to yield to it, so it's not gonna compete with any other spirit. And this is why. Okay, so if you've ever had any type of resistance or blockage, or it feels like it's not working for you in some way, that might be something to explore. Also, I've seen people filled with the Holy Spirit, and I know some talk about the evidence of speaking in tongues. However, I also seen people who maybe don't speak in tongues, but they also have the power of God in their life. I see the evidence of the manifestation of the power of God in their life. Okay. And then fourth, just a willingness to obey the Spirit, right? So when you're filled with the Spirit, you want to participate with it, and you want to be immersed with the Spirit, and obey, right, and yield. Be willing to be yielding to the Holy Spirit. And then simply we just need to believe, right? Believe the Word of God. And it's obvious that we do that with our faith. And believe what you have and what you've asked for, you will receive. And then, so let's just pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus says that he will do that. He placed his Spirit upon us as well in Acts 2. So we want to receive this anointing and the manifestations of his Spirit and the use of the gifts that come with this in Jesus' name. So, you know, and we're going to be his volunteers. And I think it's in Daniel where it talks about in the last days that we are his, that we do great exploits as volunteers to him. And this is how we can do it, is through the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's our prayer, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Thank you for being with us tonight. So it says this, Father, as your child in Jesus, I desire to be a total instrument for your kingdom to manifest through my life. I desire to receive your promise of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, God, as we desire these things, the Holy Spirit, to those who believe. Jesus, you are our Savior and our King. So baptize me in the Holy Spirit, that the power of your resurrection will work in me and transform me according to your will. Holy Spirit, empower me and fill me to overflowing. I hold nothing back from you. I surrender all. Work your gifts in me and through me, all of me, so that the Father's kingdom may be manifested in and through my life. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, thank you. And you can, if you've prayed that, you can text PGN for follow-ups, or just for to share the testimony, right? Because in Romans 8, it says the Spirit himself will testify to your spirit that you are a child of God. So the testimony is very important. Testimony is very, very important. So heaven is alive. So we thank you, God, that heaven is alive and it's moving. We thank you for the Spirit, that you are a high priest and your ministry. We thank you, God, as your ever-living, ever-functioning God, and that we participate, Lord, with your Spirit, Lord, to increase your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's open up the phone line here. So 502-548, good evening. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. It's Greg from Kentucky.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Very good. Okay. So let's see here. Got a couple things going. Okay, so let's pray. Excuse me. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We just bring Greg to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, God, and your abounding blessings. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just saturating the ground that you're walking on. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying that it's so saturated that you have like these special boots to cover your feet. But the intention is for the saturation to be there, that it's the goodness of God and the faithfulness and the abundance of what he has for you. and he is saturating the ground. So, and it's not encumbersome in any way, like with these boots. It's just for some, it's covering you as well. It's like a covering. There's an abundance, again, being saturated on the ground where you're walking. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for your abounding blessings, your abounding faithfulness to Greg, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just waiting to see if I see anything else happening here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So throughout our walk and throughout our days, and just like it is with the Holy Spirit, you know, Ancient of Days, there's a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we have our past, present, and future, you know, and this triune and trifold God is blessing you, you know, and it's a blessing of it's a blessing of old and a blessing of new. So the Ancient of Days has blessed you. And I don't know if he's causing you to see, like in hindsight, where he's blessed you over the years and presently and where you're going with these blessings from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, I see him closing the door to some things in the past. Back, I guess you're not going to turn back because I'm seeing these doors actually literally be closed on your back. So I don't know what that means. So maybe it means you won't turn back. So I thank you, Father. And even though you can maybe see in hindsight the blessing of the Lord, it does seem more distant, that there's greater clarity in the presence and in what's before you, like presently, you know, where you are now, and then what's before you, there's greater clarity in these blessings and the saturation of the ground. So in hindsight, it can be seen, but it's also, you know, there's a shadow on it, like meaning it's in, you know, it's at the dawn and the dusk of, and no return really, and closing. Yeah. So Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, how you can open the circumference of our view spiritually, Lord. And it really truly is so that we might know you more and just engage in our relationship with you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, it's to trust you and to walk earnestly before you, Father God, that we might bear fruit in all that we do so that you receive glory. So I thank you for that, God, and I thank you for just tethering even his steps and even his mind in Jesus' name. Yeah, like settling some things in your mind. This is interesting because he's just adding as I'm speaking, which is different even for me to some degree. So, so yeah, there's something that he's even settling in your mind with faith and the assurance of faith. And I don't necessarily just mean salvation, but something very true about him being your God in a very specific manner that, no matter what comes up against you, you are faithful. And it's tethered. It's very much tethered in your mind with that. So we thank you for the outcome. So it's kind of like Rahab, you know, how she put out that cord, and but it was already settled in her mind, but then she gave evidence to it, to the community, you know, and to others. They had to look for it and find it and the things that came against them, but she was standing strong in her faith when the others were being scattered. And so there's really something there, even though they didn't see with their own natural eye what she believed, she did hold on to, and it was settled in her mind who she was going to serve, who she was going to obey. And so we thank you, God, for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Emmanuel, very good.
Yeah, thank you. I've been in a lot of places. I really appreciate your word. Prayer.
Sure, absolutely.
Very encouraging.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the Lord is good that way. So is there anything specific, Greg, that we could pray for you with tonight?
No, I appreciate it. I'm sure you got plenty to, in the queue.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. It's a privilege to pray for you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. God
bless you.
Bye. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, I didn't get a chance to write this down, so I need to, let me just, give me a minute here so I can write these down. So I make sure if our phone line jumps, then, and then I can let you all know too, because there's, okay, very good, thank you. I was going to say, there's callers on here, and if you want to, me to open up your phone line, but then, someone just joined in, so that's perfect. Okay, that'll work. Okay, so here we go. We are on 828-989. Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Deborah. It's Jennifer.
Hi.
From North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Good. Very good. Good to hear. Okay, well, let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. I was just going to say what came to my mind was, what came to my mind was next week, I think I'm going to be talking about, how God speaks and the nature and how he speaks. Like, he wants to be known. And he wants to be heard. So he's revealing himself in his word. When we read his word, he's also revealing himself in nature, right? That was God's choice, that he revealed himself even in nature. So it's not a surprise that he would speak to us through, I don't know, the songbirds or things that are specific and really that we would see him and know him even in nature. I was just talking to my husband about this today, but there's something here I'm going to jump in. This is some sort of a launching to jump into prayer for you. But I was just speaking to my husband today because he likes to go in the woods and it's turkey. He's gotten a couple of turkeys, which they're not bad to eat. But anyways, I was talking about this morning, I was saying, well, maybe this is why you're so drawn to be in the woods is really because it's the nature of God. Like you're hearing from God in the stillness and you're seeing how God is revealed in that and how, you know, because he's come back a couple times and it's told me, well, the Lord is speaking to me this, you know, when he was out in the woods, you know, and he just loves it so much, you know. And I think it's and he sees amazing things. And I think it's because he appreciates it and he appreciates God. And God wants to bless him in this manner. And so this is the thing I think it is, Jennifer, for you, as soon as I said that, is that how God reveals himself and his nature and wanting to speak to us, the ways that we truly delight in that and our hearts, so appreciate it. Because when we appreciate, really what we're saying is that we value what you're bringing, right? So when we appreciate Christ, whatever it is, in that manner, how he reveals himself, then we're placing value on that. But we're actually giving that value unto Christ. And it's a form of honor. It's a form of worship. And it's setting a path, it's setting a stage, you know, maybe it's even setting this ladder, you know, for this activity to happen from heaven to earth and to earth to heaven. And it certainly is there. It's got to be a type of prayerful, priestly, your priesthood identity and anointing that comes when we're seeking the Lord and we're drawing from him in a manner in which he's provided all along, a manner in which he's spoken, which he's revealed, you know, giving his son, giving the Holy Spirit, giving us nature that he could be revealed and seen and known, you know, and then how we're just intricately made for him. And we ourselves hold the same value because we're created in the image of Christ. So I see something like you're valuing things before the Lord. You appreciate them. You're valuing them. But it's also even a form of worship that is entering in, and it's causing like this even cascade, you know, because of what goes up must come down. So there's this cascade of like, I don't know if cascade's the right word, but like a, one of those of like fountains, like springs and fountains coming forth and springing forth as you're doing this. So we thank you, God, for opening up these places, Father God, for her to receive, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. I thank you, Lord, for, you know, because even when we thank the Lord, and even as I'm speaking, you know, there's just places where our just our natural flow and tendency of what we love about the Lord and appreciate and value, and then it does, you know, almost come into like, I want to pray into that. I want to press into that so much because I want to receive from that. And so it's not like digging a well, but it's springing forth. It's springing forth wells that are coming forth and cascading upon you. So I thank you for that, God. I just thank you, Lord, for this this interchange, God, that happens. Lord, I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that it's there's just such a goodness about it. There's a purity about it, a wholeness about it, and it's like holistic for our body, soul, and spirit, because it's what we're created to, all of us. You know, every part of us is created to honor and bless the Lord, our entire being. So I thank you, Father God, just for your all-encompassing love, God, that you would draw. Lord, I pray that you would draw too, God, on those places of worship in her heart before you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you know the melody and the harmony and like the notes of your heart, like there's certain notes, I guess, that he knows how to hit that cause your heart to respond to him. And, you know, sometimes we think it's us that are initiating it, but then when we're full in the presence of him, it's actually we realize that's where he wanted us all along, and what he instills upon us and deposits upon us, pours upon us, is so amazing that he actually set us up thinking sometimes that he actually put the desire in our heart to begin with to bring us there so that he could reveal, so we could have this incredible revelation in his presence and be saturated and encompassed with him. I don't even know how to put into human finite mind to describe what's happening spiritually within his presence, but it's very much revelation, very much completely covered, completely like it's those times where you're like, I want to go back to that, you know? And And so, oh, Lord, I just thank you for that, God. Lord, have your way. I know he's not even showing me everything because it's really between the two of you. So, Lord, I thank you that you have your way in Jennifer, God. And I thank you, Lord, for how you and what you're creating and instilling upon her, God, in Jesus' name. So, so there's something even, maybe at times, like, oh God, Lord, what is that? There's also, now I don't know if this is for when you bring other people to the wells of God. I don't know. It's just like, but I'm seeing and hearing, and this is peculiar for me, and I'm just going to trust the Lord because we're talking about the Holy Spirit. But I'm hearing that little, the nursery rhyme or melody, but it's actually like a rhyme, but it actually has a poem of Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So I don't know if there's like this simplicity of you helping other people fill their buckets with water, Yeah, so there was just something there, like even a simplistic with somebody else. So I don't know if the Lord, if these encounters where he's going to teach you to bring other people in a very simplistic manner. You know, it was actually even said about Billy Graham, even though he's one of the greatest evangelistic teachers and prophets, they said in this book here, which I didn't know that, but that's what they were calling him. But it was, they were saying that he was able to teach in such a simple manner that even a child could respond, you know. And even though he was well educated, and you know, but he was able to communicate, and that's the part I guess I'm trying to say, is able to communicate with others how to get their buckets full, and how to interchange with the Holy Spirit in that time in a simplistic way, like a here we go, you know, it's not as hard as you think kind of a thing, you know. Anyway, that's my word for you.
I have tears just streaming down my face. It's just that. So our relationship between us and just the way he communicates to me, like nature is a matter of life and death to me, really, because it's just our special place where he reveals himself to me, and in a very simplistic, he's wrecking me right now.
Wow.
Definitely playing in my heart. Like he's, I can just feel him playing strings on my heart right now. So,
wow, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm going to let you sit in that with the Holy Spirit, whatever, you know, however you want to do, but I don't want to interrupt that anymore. So praise God for that. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Continue to do your work and your ministry, God. Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you're a loving God. So I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was talking about sharing the word of God with her son and how it became fruitful and barren. She said, you know, and he gave evidence, like he said something to her in regards to, Mom, you know, you've shared this and it really meant something to me. And somehow he gave evidence to this word that she shared. And so she was very prophetic too. And she, and I think it was just like this canopy of prophecy came up. And, but I said, and I realized, which I hadn't seen before, but because she shared this seed, she had the seed, she coated it with love, that that it was almost becomes like this, and I kind of prayed that at the beginning because I was thinking about this too, and before I started, before I opened the ministry line. But at the beginning of just being the seed, when we cover it in love, when we give things in the deposit of love, it almost becomes like a hybrid seed, except it's covered in this love. It has a coating of love on it that it's going to flourish. It's already saturated, you know, with nourishment and what is it, whatever that stuff is that you feed the soil with. That it's going to come forth and burst forth. And so I just thought it was cool. I never seen that until she said it like that. And then I just seen the Lord open up to me. When you sow that seed in love, whether it's in word or deed, when it's done literally in love, it's completely coated. And there's something on that causes it to flourish and to come forth. So even if you're extending someone mercy, you know, it's a seed of mercy, let it be done in love so that it flourishes and come forth. You know, a seed of kindness, right? It's a spirit of kindness that leads us to repentance. So praise God. Okay, so phone line 315-884. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kiara from New York.
Hi. Wait, Kiara?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure I say it right. Thank you. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Let me pray for you. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I said the Lord, thank you, Father God, for the keys to unlock things for the generation and for the promises of God over your life. And it's going to be done in faith. So I thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given Kiara, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Lord, for the keys, Lord, that you've given her. You know, and I noticed this year, just doing a little research on that about the keys of heaven, and it's spoken in the Old Testament, Isaiah, and then it's spoken in the New Testament, but it wasn't in the Old Testament. It was actually talking in Isaiah, it was talking more about when it says the key. It says, I've given you the key of the house of David. It says key is singular in Isaiah, and then in the New Testament, it's plural. So in the New Testament, it was singular, and it was key, and it was represented in the Greek or the Hebrew. When I looked it up, it was an opening instrument. So we're supposed to unlock things and open things in the kingdom of God so that they can increase. Okay, so it's an instrument to open things in the kingdom of God. Oops, there you are. And so, and then in the New Testament, then we have the key to shut the gate, right, so that no one can open or close. So, but we don't have to necessarily, well, I haven't researched too much, but mostly it's unlocking the kingdom of God. That's what we want in our life. So I thank you, Father God, for instructing her and guiding her, God, instructing her and guiding her. Now, I don't know if Psalm 5 is part of this or not. You can look that up later. Instructing her and guiding her, Father God, and how to use this key, Lord, and unlock things, God, in the kingdom of God for her and her generation, God. I thank you in Jesus' name for her participating in the will and the ways of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, in Deuteronomy, and I know I've probably said this 100 times here. Actually, no, I don't think it's Deuteronomy 11. No, I don't think it is. But it talks about our obedience can actually reach 1,000 generations, right? So when we obey the word of God, when we obey, we're reaching 1,000 generations. So that's how important our obedience is. Even when there's nobody else around, there's nobody in your day. It's like a Tuesday afternoon and you're just going to the grocery store and are you going to obey? You know, it's like that's going to reach 1,000 generations. So there's nothing mundane with the Holy Spirit. It can seem common to us and casual, but it is not to the Holy Spirit. It is not. It is so functional and is so precise, and it is worthy, and it can be eye-opening to us because it can awaken our spirit to what's happening in the soul. So I thank you, Father God, for her trusting you, God, even in her obedience, God, will reach 1,000 generations, God. I thank you, God, for her trusting in that, God, for her using these keys to unlock this, God, for the generations, Father God, and for those that she's praying for and believing for and trusting for, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the increase, Lord, and the outpouring upon them, increase of salvation, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, leading them in truth, God, leading them in truth, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Your word says, Lord, even Jesus said, you know, I have no greater joy than knowing my children are walking in the truth. And I pray that as well. Lord, I have no greater joy than knowing my children are walking in the truth. So I thank you, Father God, for even making points in your word and affirmations in your word that she identifies with you and you identify with her, God. And I thank you, Lord. And there might even be some keys on that as well. Identificational keys. I'm not sure. I've never heard anyone say that. But I thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's just like, you know, you step into the role, you step into what Jesus stepped into. He steps into that exchange. We thank you for the exchange, God. We thank you for the exchanges on the cross. May each and every one of them be heard. Yes. Yes. Okay, look that up later. Okay. The exchanges on the cross. Derek Prince has a good little article on that, on all the exchanges on the cross, what they are and what they mean. Those are yours. There are keys to that, to unlocking, and those are yours. So we thank you, Lord. And I know Psalm 5 talks about guidance, but I don't know all of it, and I'm not sure how long it is. But so we thank you for your guidance and your instruction for her, Father. In Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. So hold on just 1 second. So there's something in the Word of God, I don't know what it's called, something about with the Holy Spirit. I just heard someone talk about the meaning of it is what I'm remembering. And the meaning of it is that the Holy Spirit is upon us. I think maybe that's it. I'm not sure. But what it talks about is that we put the Holy Spirit on like a glove, okay? So it's like, you know, so if there was a glove there, okay, the glove can't really do anything by itself, but we put it on as a glove. So we almost are becoming one with it, right? And it looks like it's us, but it's like, but we put the Holy Spirit on as a glove. And I'm not sure if she's, anyways, okay, so let me just say the part I am sure of. So I put the Holy Spirit on like a glove. But what I'm seeing is there's something about your legs. There's something about, so I don't know if that means he's strengthening you, how he's going to lead you in your steps and in your walk. But it's something about, so it's not, so the reference is to like putting the Holy Spirit on, but the Holy Spirit is coming upon your legs. So I thank you, God, just for strengthening her in her walk, God, and directing her, guiding her and directing her. I don't know what all that means. So specifically, I'm seeing it on your thighs. I don't know if there's any reference. And I say this too, specifically what I'm seeing, so that like, let's say you get something in your inbox tomorrow, a devotion, and it talks about something about legs. And do you know what I mean? The Holy Spirit will put the pieces and the parts together. So that's all that I have right now. So God bless you for that.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. So yeah, that's a good word right there. That there's a lot of responsibility, I guess, in that. But the Lord knows, he sees you and knows you, and that you can carry it. So praise God for that. He's trusting you. So 225-454. Did I say that right? Hi, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Sharon?
Karen with a K.
Oh, Karen, I'm sorry. From Louisiana. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. I was lost there for a second. I lost the time. Okay, so let's pray. Let me mute you for a second. I just hear a little bit of background noise. So I'll come back and open up your phone line. And let me pray for you, Kara. Father, we thank you for Kara, and Lord, we just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace at your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I see the Lord guarding your steps. He's so unusual. I mean, I even get stretched sometimes in saying, so thank you, Lord. I just want to really ask you, Lord, just be humble and even just surrender my vocal cords to you, God. So I thank you for that in Jesus' name. So I would see the Lord protecting your steps and guarding your steps. So he's literally even protecting your feet. You know, because it says that he has, that we have, our feet are to be, and the armor of God or peace, to be with peace. So there's something that he is actually protecting you on your feet. So when the Lord protects us, sometimes also there's like a preservation that comes with that, where he sees like, you know, maybe he sees the battle or he sees the trial. And he's going to protect that. He's going to cover it and preserve. He's going to preserve the nature and the character and the intention and how he's made us to serve him. And so I see him also guarding your steps, like you're taking a step, but there's a rail there and you're hitting it. So he's guarding it. He's guarding your steps. So we thank you, God, for this protection, Lord, and guarding her steps and preserving her way, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you lead her on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Lord, that you lead her not into temptation, but you deliver her from evil, God. We thank you, Lord, that yours is the power and the glory and the dominion and the majesty forever. In Jesus' name. And this is not, as you know, a place that you will remain, because when I said the word dominion, you know, he has told us that he's created us and he's given us the land, this place that we live, right? And the things that we do, whatever our jobs are, and however we work or serve him, you know, even in our family and our household, that we take dominion over that area. And so he's called us to take dominion because we're yielding a produce for him. So it's not a place that you will always be in, but he will bring you to the place that you will take dominion with him. So I thank you. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, God, for that, Lord. And any other instruction, Lord? Okay, let me go here to... Yes, I am hearing. Okay. Okay. Oops. Bear with me a minute. Okay, let's see. So, sometimes if you do these words plural, they do not work out very well. Or those priests. Oh yeah, this is exactly what I wanted. Okay. This is Isaiah 61:3. So let me open up. Okay, so Isaiah 61. So I wanted the whole verse the whole passage. It's a year of the Lord's favor. Verse 3 says, it says, bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. And this is the part that I was hearing in my spirit, is they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So I was hearing the planting of righteousness is what I was hearing. So literally the latter part of Isaiah 61:3, where they will be called oaks of righteousness and the planting of the Lord. So that's where how you take dominion, right? Planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So, you know, I don't know what you're going through, but the outcome is going to be of his splendor. So praise God for that. Let me open up your phone line back up again. So praise God.
Praise God. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And that
definitely a much needed word.
I will praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'd pray into that. I would read, and I'd begin to pray into that, because when the Lord, his breath is on it, his goodness is there. May it accomplish, Lord, for all of them, really, God. Even when I receive words, Lord, that when we receive words, even throughout PGN, God, let the breath of God be on those to accomplish all that you've purposed to accomplish in and through that, God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the fruitful enough of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yeah,
so thank you.
I definitely need God to help me accomplish some things. So that's beautiful.
Okay, well, awesome. And do you have any prayer requests, Karen?
I think you touched on some things, but I just need God to direct my path. Healing in my... what do you call it, hormones, emotions, stuff like that. That's been kind of bothering me a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I sometimes your hormones get imbalanced and you feel heavy, despair, like things bother you, like super sensitive.
Yeah.
So I just need my path to be made clear. I can feel like, you know, I know God's there, but I just feel not quite myself right now.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, too, I mean, the word that came forth of him protecting your step and preserving, preserving how he has made you, there's something there that he's guarding your steps. And so it might not be because your path is clear, because he's, there's something being guarded. So I don't know what that is, but that's why I think I would just suggest praying into the verse that I read, because you want to be planted as righteousness, right? And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Karen. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, for her coming into the altar, at the altar of incense where they burned, they had that table. And on the altar, they poured, like, on the coals, you know, and the incense filled the room and the smoke filled the room. Well, there was, the table represented, like, the balance. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for just that pouring out, God, that you would place balance in her body, soul, and spirit. And, Lord, bring forth healing and restoration and restore her health unto her, God, even her hormones, God, because we thank you. You are a Lord where you are concerned with every number. God, you have a book of numbers, Lord. So even as we are intricately made, and fearfully and wonderfully made, we have numbers and counts within our bodies, God. So we ask for those, Lord, that you know, Lord, to be balanced, Lord, in the nature of that. So we thank you for redeeming and restoring. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Oh,
yeah.
One other prayer request. My husband has been having some pains in his body from a car accident, like his neck, back, shoulder. This can help get God, you know, God, ask God for healing and protection in his life, favor, direction, that kind of thing.
Just
God just bless him and show him his perfect will.
Sure, absolutely. What's your husband's first name?
James.
James? I just want to pray for him by name. It's just easier for me if I do. Okay. I heard a little hesitation. You don't have to share his first name. That's fine. Thank you. So, Father, we thank you for James, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would cover him. So I just need like a umbrella, you know, just this umbrella policy that you have over him, God. We thank you, Lord, that he walks up under your care, Lord, and your goodness, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for restoring, Lord, and easing the pain and recovery within his body, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, and just break any spirits, Lord, that would try to come against him, that no weapon formed against him will prosper. And any tongue that shall rise in judgment, thou shalt condemn, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that he will walk yielding to your Holy Spirit, Lord, that he would be filled with the power of your Holy Spirit, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for easing and sending your balm, the balm of Gilead, God, upon his back, Lord, and upon his neck and upon his shoulders, and just easing pain, discomfort, and bringing forth healing, God, in a greater range of mobility and with the muscles and the movement, Father, that your spirit would be upon him, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that he would not bear anything upon his shoulders that is not of you, God, that he would be yoked with you, Father God, and learn from you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, God, for all heaviness and all burdens to leave in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for doing a mighty work, Lord, but sending your balm and the infilling of the Holy Spirit upon him, Father, as he walks close and yoke to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory
amen.
God. Thank
and
you.
So
thank
I didn't
you so
just
much.
Pray that. Yeah, I see Matt, so I don't know if you want to somehow get him to hear that. I don't know, but I didn't just pray it. I prayed what I'd seen on that particular prayer. So praise God. God bless you. Thank you
praise
for joining
God.
Us. Yeah.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. I got a delay on my computer. Okay, 972-365. The evening. Is this Rhonda?
Hey. Yes. Hey, Sister Deborah. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Sister?
I'm doing wonderful. We in North Carolina, actually visiting for a week. You know, this is where my mother-in-law lived, and my husband came back home, you know, to check on the house, and then we actually went hiking today up to Crabtree Falls. Have you heard of that? I'm sure you have. Crabtree Falls.
I might have. Yeah, it doesn't sound too familiar, but, yeah, I might have heard
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yes. We went hiking, and, oh, it was a beautiful waterfall off in the mountains. If people have not been to North Carolina near the mountains, I mean, if you struggle in your faith, this is a great place to come and just drive up the mountains and see how God created creation for the mountains and then the waterfalls, how the water is just coming out of the springs. I mean, it's just
wow.
priceless. And I wanted to share that because I've been listening since I've been out here. They have this station out here. They have, like, different ministries on it, but it's like some of them are, like, older recordings. So I listened to, like, Annette Capps today. She was talking about faith and how faith have to really be rooted in the Word of God, you know, because that's where our connection actually comes. Being in the Word helped build up our faith. And then I listened to another ministry 2 days ago, I think, and it was an older session that someone had at a nursing home back in 2001. And it had an older gentleman that was 98 years old. And he was just saying how long he had been saved, how long he had been married, which his wife had went on to be with the Lord. But they had been married 75 years. But it was so encouraging just to hear how strong this man's faith was at 98 years old and how Bible scriptures was just coming up out of him. You know, sometime at 98, a lot of people deal with, you know, dementia to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
man, mine, was sharp as a tack. And, I mean, I don't know if he used to be a minister or, but I know he loved Jesus, and that's all he witnessed about. So I just wanted to share that about faith tonight, that people will be encouraged, because sometimes we get discouraged because we feel like we're praying and God might not be hearing or God might not be answering. But what I have learned, even through my own faith, because for us to come out here, you know, gasoline prices is high. Normally we rent a car,
yeah.
but we had to take a car from home and come out here, and it takes premium. But, you know, the Lord let me know. He said, the same way I have provided a way for y'all to get out there, you going back out there this time. And I didn't take my eyes off of God, because I know he supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. But we have to realize, we have to go, because I've learned when you go back in the Word and remind God of what his Word says, you pray, you believe, you repent, and you surrender and you submit unto God, anything that you desire and need for God to do, God will do it. And I mean,
yeah.
that's just what I'm learning and growing from. And I keep hearing testimony after testimony after testimony of people with the same faith of just going back to God's Word and reminding God of what his Word has already said and believing it. We got to open up our heart and believe the Word, you know, and then put the Word inside of our heart, because that's where doubt and disbelief and disappointment, everything that the enemy shoot towards us, he hit us in the heart. He don't hit you nowhere else in your body but your heart, because he feel like if he can penetrate your heart enough, that he can cause your heart to become weak and we become weary. But I feel like if we get back in the Word restores us and give us strength to continue to fight this good fight of faith. So I just wanted to share that because I've been listening. I got off, but I got back on. But I know a lot of us as born-again believers are really struggling in our faith. But, again, he said faith come by hearing, hearing mm-hmm. the Word of God. So I just wanted to encourage people tonight that we will continue to stay in this Word and just continue to just put it, eat it, put it on the inside of us because it really does work and it really does help us, especially in times when we're going through.
Yes, amen. Amen. That's a good word. And thank you so much for sharing it and coming on to bless our listeners and bless those in their faith. You're right. And
yes.
Yeah, that is a good word. And, you know, I was just thinking, excuse me, how the Lord, one, and even asking him, you know, what to pray in his word, searching for him in his word.
Mm-hmm.
And then when his breath is on that, that is that living word, you know, or you've got that quickening mm-hmm. in your spirit. Praying that mm-hmm. coming forth. So I certainly have asked him in his word, show me in your word what I'm to pray. Show me, teach me, you know, and just staying humble mm-hmm. and yielding and but hungry at the same time, you know. And then
mm-hmm.
also just
mm-hmm.
talking about tonight, this connection here, I'm going to say this and I'm going to pray into, there's something here I think too, is this going to launch into something I'm going to pray for you. But talking about how God reveals himself, he is the only God. You know, there's gods to Islam and Hindu and right. Well, we have the only God, Christianity, who actually speaks to us. He's speaking,
mm-hmm.
and he declares that
mm-hmm.
he's speaking in his voice and revealing himself. All along, he's wanted to reveal himself and have fellowship with those that he's created, you know, and those even
mm-hmm.
– and the Old Testament was Moses, but they said, you know, they were afraid of God because of actually what was happening in their culture at the time with other gods. They were fearful because they
mm-hmm.
didn't know the one true God, and their culture was actually
mm-hmm.
influencing them because of the gods of the culture. So they told Moses, no, you go listen to God. We're too fearful. You go listen to him and you come back and tell us what he said. And so even
mm-hmm.
during that, God was wanting to reveal himself. And so when Moses came back, actually the Ten Commandments was a way, it was this a beginning of this restoration that God had a plan to restore the people that they would want to come back to him. So even through the redemption stories all throughout the Old Testament into the New Testament, you know, the Old Testament being a foreshadow of Jesus to come, for him to restore that, to give us the fellowship of the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. But if praying
yes.
and believing his word, as you're saying, in our heart, is because in asking him to reveal himself, reveal
mm-hmm.
yourself in this, Lord. Give me a word that you're going to be revealed in this, right? So if we want to go out and preach the word, we want to gather. Let's say your church is having a time where you go in the streets and you're going to witness. Well, God wants to be revealed. If we know this truth about him from Ancient of Days, he's going to want to be revealed. So, Father, I'm just your vessel coming before you. Reveal yourself through me to others, God, or whatever this word is that he's showing you in faith, that the Lord would reveal himself because he does want to be known. He deserves to receive the glory and to be magnified. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Rhonda's life, God. We ask you, Lord, to reveal yourself to her, Father God. We thank you for your presence to stand before her, Father God. He stood in your presence. So there's a verse, and, man, can I find it real quick? It's Luke 6 or 16. Let me find it. It's in this book here. I want to lose because I definitely feel the Holy Spirit on us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for revealing yourself, God, in Jesus' name. Luke 6:17, it says, he went down and he stood on a level place in a large crowd, people from Judea, Jerusalem, and the other cities. There's four cities mentioned. He came and he healed them of their disease. And whatever troubled them of evil spirits, they were cured. And he, so that touched him with the power coming forth from him and healing them. and all those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. I don't know if I have all that correctly on that particular note. But I thank you, Lord, Father God, that it's your heart, Lord, even amongst the cities, God, when we're out in the communities, that you came down and stood on a level place, God, and you touched the people with your healing, God. You brought your anointing, God. You set the oppressed free. You delivered those from unclean spirits. And I thank you, God, for using Rhonda in every way and every fashion of this verse, Lord, to heal, God, to bring forth healing, Lord, a healing of diseases, those that are troubled with evil spirits, God, those, God, that your power would come forth, Lord, and even removing unclean spirits, Lord, in Jesus' name. I might have already said that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, just for him standing with you on a level place and the Holy Spirit coming forth, even when you're amongst the cities and amongst the places where he's called you to be, when his presence is before you, then send it forth. He's revealing himself in a manner that he wants to be known in a greater way to those that are before us. So I thank you, God, for just a release of the power of the Holy Spirit that is upon her. Fill her afresh and anew, God, the renewal of the Holy Spirit within her, God, and the renewal of your word, God, and the power of your word, in the presence of your word. And we thank you, Lord, just for the integrity of your word, Lord, that you hold to the integrity of your word, God. And we thank you, Lord, for even decrees. Maybe in the Psalms, the Lord might have some decrees for you to pray that will light your path and light the way for you. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for decrees. Yes. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, lighting her path, lighting the way. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm seeing something like even a light of somehow on your tongue. I've never heard this before because usually people say tongues of fire, but there's a light. So there's something in the purity maybe of Jesus and the way that you speak that a light comes forth when you're speaking. Like he places those words upon your tongue and there's a light on it. Yeah, there's like a white, it's like a light, a brilliance of a light coming forth on your tongue. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. It's funny that you said that because the other night a sister and myself was having a discussion about people being, our whole thing has been people being filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Well, her brother is like an associate pastor. And he was telling her, well, everybody is not going to speak in tongues because of the scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:29-30. And I just explained to him, I said, everybody is not going to speak in tongues because they don't desire to speak in tongues. If you desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and if you desire to have it, God will give it to you. I said, you have to open up your heart and believe it by faith. So he come from, like, the old school, I want to say, to, like, he grew up in Baptist. So I grew up in Baptist, too, and I told him, I said, I grew up, and they told us that we wasn't supposed to. I said, but I asked the Lord to reveal the truth to me some years ago, and he did. And he did fill me with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I heard you talking about being spirit-filled earlier. So I wanted to share that because I think that's where a lot of the church have become, disabled to the things of God because they feel like that's, and he said, well, I don't desire to have it. And I'm like, that's something that we all need, you know, especially in the times that we're in spiritual warfare against an invisible enemy that we can't see. And, you know, praying in the spirit, praying in tongues help build up your faith. So we kind of had a discussion with that, but I wanted to share that as well, because I know you have other people on that need prayer, but I wanted to ask for prayer for Miss Sylvia. She just had surgery. And also in the community that my mother-in-law was living in, she's passed on. There's some young guys out here that break into people's house, older people's house. I don't know their name, but I'm praying that the Lord will deliver them from that, because most of the people, houses they're breaking in are their relatives. So they're young men, but they're bound by drug addiction, and they're going into these people's house and taking their stuff. So I just wanted you to pray over that, and I'm going to touch in agreement with your prayer.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, did you say Sylvia has surgery?
Miss Sylvia? She's doing well. I just want a prayer for her. She's been on here
okay.
a couple of times, and I'm
yeah,
not sure if
yeah,
she's on tonight,
ask.
But I know
okay.
she got out of the hospital yesterday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, yeah, so let's pray for that. Thank you for telling me and sharing that, too, about the Holy Ghost, because I think you're right. There might be some key there if you're not desiring. Because I think I know a couple of people who have the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives, and I could even say, like, I bear witness that they have the Holy Spirit, but I've never heard them speak in tongues. So if I do have a chance to ask them about the desire, because that is something. There is something to that. So thank you for sharing that. So let's pray.
Yes.
Father, we lift up Sylvia to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration of health in her physical body, God. We thank you, Lord, for that she doesn't get dehydrated, or that the fluids are at the proper numbers and at the proper places within her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for even the electrolytes, Lord, and the things that strengthen us because of the fluids that we have, God, and the minerals, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for watching over her, God, as she recovers and is restored. In Jesus' name, we thank you for a full recovery, God, and be uncomplicated in any way, God. We thank you for that you would just even watch over her spirit as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, as she's with you, God, that you would bring your encouragement and your presence and your goodness to her life, God. We thank you, Father, for healing and restored health to her, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray over these crimes and this elderly community in the name of Jesus. I pray that the light of God would come, Lord, that justice would come and be served swiftly. God, you said that you would protect the widow, God, that you would protect the elderly, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that these young people, Lord, and those that are involved in these criminal acts, God, in the name of Jesus, would be found out, Lord, that justice would be served swiftly. I pray in the blood of Jesus to be protected over each door, each window, each car, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would protect them, that you would give them wisdom even to be protected, Father, to know even extra lengths maybe that they need to take, Father God, in Jesus' name. But we pray, Lord, that they would be found out and sought out, God. And we thank you, Lord, even for that you would make their way aimless and that they would stumble, Father, and justice would be served swiftly in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, that
Amen.
I do need to go, but that happened to my mom too, and we definitely prayed over her house and did some stuff. But yeah, it was an older neighborhood, and there were just people stinkers going through there. Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much for praying.
Thank you for calling
Amen.
In.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, and I appreciate you, and you have a blessed week.
Thank you. Likewise. God bless you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for waiting. 803-991. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deborah. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Oh, hi, Angela. Okay. Thank you. Okay, and we have three more callers before we end tonight. So the next caller will be 731 and then 817 and then 717. So thank you for joining us. So let me mute your line for a second because I hear a little bit of background noise. Angela, thank you for joining us. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Angela in South Carolina, Lord. We just bless her in Jesus' name, Lord. We bring her to your altar, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. There's a thing in the Israel Times. I don't know if it's called a sukkah or something, But it's that little canopy that they put, like, with their four sticks, and it looks like a tent, but a very ancient type of thing. It just has a covering, and it usually, like, hangs a little bit, like it sags a little bit. You probably, maybe you've seen them somewhere. But it was a covering from the Lord. And some people have used them, like I've gone to conferences in the past, you know, before COVID, and that, like at the end, when you go through a prayer thing, that you would just be in that to pray maybe before the Lord. Also, but it is a representation of a covering where there's a certain time during the year where some people that are Jewish might still do this, but they go out and they're supposed to stay in this particular tent for 7 nights or so, just so that the Lord would protect them and cover them even supernaturally. So I'm seeing that over you, just as the Lord's covering of his presence, but there actually it's a representation of coming into his presence and under his covering, under his presence and his care, and that he supernaturally protects you from all the elements of what is happening and surrounding around you. So I thank you, Lord, for bringing her in this place. And when I prayed, Lord, just bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I see like the saturation on your feet and in your step, like your shoes were sloshy, like they had been in water or, you know, just came out of water. But I sensed when I said that every expression of blessing, every expression of true, like genuine and sincere love towards you, it does something to your steps and saturates that, and like it's good. There's a good thing on that. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. So normally, this is what I keep being impressed to say, is that normally during when that, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that sukkah tent covering type of thing, there's usually a season for that. So it's under a certain season. So I don't know why I'm supposed to say that. So because I don't have the understanding if it's, I don't know, but I just felt like three times I was pressed to say the word season. So we thank you, Lord. I don't know if it's that he's, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how that all fits, and that's my hesitation, but I just do that in obedience because that's what I'm saying. So let me open up your phone line again. Oops. There we go. Hey.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Pardon me?
No, go ahead. You're fine.
Oh, no. I was just going to ask if there was anything you needed us to pray for.
Yes, we prayed for my nephew. His name is Jacob.
Jacob?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Be happy to. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close your phone line. Thank you for joining us and the privilege to pray for you. God bless you. And we'll pray for Jacob. Yeah, and then I'll move on. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice. Okay, so Father, we thank you for Jacob, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for your covering and your protection over him as well. God, we thank you, Lord, for just instilling your ways into him, Father, in Jesus' name, and imparting to you. So this is something like a militant kind of thing, like a military, like a type of like the instruction in that sense of training and instruction of the Lord being imparted to him that way, kind of like, I don't know necessarily a boot camp, but type of a like very organized, very structured, systematic type of learning. And I don't know if that's organization or institutional type of learning, that instruction that he will learn from the Lord. so that he could be the warrior. And so, but I think for, because sometimes we do learn that way too from the Lord, is that we learn through organizations. You know, some of us learn personally and before the Lord through, you know, intimate type of things. And then other people learn, they just learn different ways and mechanisms, because when it says love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and, you know, so some, so we're all in a different place, right? So some people love the Lord with their mind, and militantly too. People do with their mind, they're very strong, very sharp. They know how to not dwell in foreboding, not dwell here, not dwell there, right? Places of doubt. Like, they're very sharp, and they learn techniques and strategies even with their mind, but using it and how to love the Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for blessing him. So we're all different, right? And we all learn how to do it, but we're all in different places, and we learn from each other as well. So, Father, I thank you, God, for building him up and teaching him your character and instilling that in him, God, that he would truly love the Lord his God with all of his strength, soul, mind, and heart, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you for calling. That was good. And then our next caller is 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Ashley. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Ashley, Wisconsin. Have we prayed together before, Ashley?
We've prayed together once before. You prayed over me.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Let me pray for you now. Father, thank you for Ashley, Lord. In Jesus' name, we just come before your altar. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. So just the framing of his work upon your life is, you know, sometimes we are, okay, so there's a frame. So, Father, I just thank you for the framing and just the unique expression upon Ashley's life, Lord, and the work that you're doing and in through her, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, like even maybe some creative arts in some sense of a creative picture frame, a creative, so canvas picture. I mean, I'm saying frame, which is more like, so we have a framework in which we think, in which we function, but not necessarily seeing a frame on a picture or frame on a mirror. It is more a framework, but I'm also seeing an expression of arts on a canvas of an arts being like just an expression of creativity. So I thank you, Lord. Wow. I thank you, Lord. I don't know if you're really super spiritually gifted, are you? Because I feel like I want to ask you that.
I have had this word spoken over me before by a couple people about creativity. Some people have spoken to me about being creative in multiple areas, but right now I write and I draw, but I feel like it's something I need to practice more because I don't do it enough.
Okay. Well, writing as well is a creative expression. You know, it is a creative, I would consider writing a creative expression as well, because you certainly can, right? That's how we got the Bible, and that was inspired, Holy Spirit inspired. So, yeah, so I just was seeing a lot of activity, like spiritual activity happening in the arts and creativity. So I thank you, Lord, that she would be able to capture that, Lord, that you would give her eyes to see spiritual wisdom and discernment, Lord, and capture what you want her to capture in her imagination and to be able to have that expression on paper. So, you know, even the imagination is a key to unlock things in the spirit, and not just for you, but to be a testimony even for Jesus. So even when people share like an illustration and it can bring people to the Lord, you know, like the books of Narnia, that was an imagery of what Christ has done. But actually, people that didn't know Christ, they were able to sit and unlock their imagination so their defenses are down. Their framework of thinking, their worldview was released because they just was going to take this book and allow it, the science fiction or whatever category it was under, and allow it to take them away. But, you know, they were thinking one thing, but then this creative thing unlocked within them that they were able to receive without them even really realizing their defenses were down. And so maybe that's sort of like the framework. This framework comes in that you're going to be able to see certain frameworks. And some people might, I mean, in that sense that I just shared in the Narnia thing, that is almost like a form of apologetics, if you will. And not just reasoning like apologetics back in the 90s, but very holistic, where it's the whole person is being ministered to through the power of the cross. And it's taking them outside of their framework and their defenses and what they, how they view the world. And able to, so their imagination is able to capture, and they're being drawn in, and they don't even really know it, but it's like a, it's like fishing for men, but in a very creative way. And some people, again, can do that on paper with words and with pictures. So I thank you, Father God, for blessing her and anointing her, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, again, for the activity. And again, I'm just seeing the canvas of the canvas. So I thank you, God, you know, that, that as for each place of creativity is an expression on earth, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God, that you are truly painting a canvas and a picture. So like if he puts blue on this picture, then you represent blue on earth, and then you take care of that, and then he's going to add to the picture. So there's something even bigger like in this canvas that I'm seeing, that I'm not seeing the whole picture, but I think it's because he's going to paint things for you, if you will, this is an expression, or put things so that you can see them and know them or have that desire and unction to do that. And as you do that, then he's going to be like putting, it's like putting the pieces together like a puzzle, except he's painting it, and he's not, it's not puzzle pieces, it's a part of a painting. And then, you know, he'll see the complete, you'll see the complete thing, and each one, each stroke, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, as you bring that forth, then he's going to add to the canvas. And then, like, you're working together that way, working together. So that's cool.
Wow. Wow, that was powerful. Just how you spoke that over me. That was really powerful, the way that was worded. Wow. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for saying that, because sometimes I feel like I'm struggling in the natural to find words. So that amazes me as well. So God bless you. And thank you for calling. Thank you for calling and joining us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, whoops, I think I might have... Hold on a second. I don't know if I didn't lose somebody. I just need to find... where the next caller is. Oh, no, somebody did drop. Okay, that's okay. Let's go to the next one. Is 717-217. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Anita from Pennsylvania.
Anita from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, let me pray for you. I'm sorry. I do have a couple more people on here that joined, so let me pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Anita. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just come before your throne, at your altar, Lord. We thank you, Father, at your altar, God, in Jesus' name. And, you know, he is from the beginning. He is the author of our faith, right, from the beginning. Mm. Yes. How does that go? the author and finisher of our faith. So I'm seeing something in the beginning. He's begun with the faith, but he is the author and finisher. So I don't know, he's begun and even the words like he's begun a good work in you. So I thank you, Lord. And I don't know if he wants to recall that to you, to bring to your remembrance, you know, because really in the verse of when the Lord brings things to our remembrance, even if you're thinking and you're pondering over a word that was given to you or something that the Lord spoke, when the Lord does that, it's a way of him renewing our minds, right? So, the word says, renew your mind daily, because renewing our minds is actually, it transforms us. When we're doing that under the influence of the Holy Spirit, as we should be, being filled with the Holy Spirit, when it's renewing our minds, it's transforming us, because the Lord wants to remind us something of that. He's not done with that. He's still fulfilling that. He's still working on that. He's encouraging you in it, you know, and it's still sustaining, you know. Sometimes it's get back on track. Get back in the, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still here. Listen, I still see that, you know. Keep your eyes here, you know. So so however it is that he's renewing that, is it's transforming to our mind, yes, that he's even still thinking about it. It's coming to his remembrance, and he's washing your mind that you are transformed, you know, back and up under to him. So we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, for your renewal, God. I mean, there's nothing like the renewal of the Holy Spirit, especially when it's initiated and brought forth from the Holy Spirit. It's precious. And we thank you, Lord, for your voice that is precious, God. May we not take it lightly, God. But we thank you for pursuing us, that it is you who wants to reveal yourself to us and speak to us. So we thank you for that, God, because it is life-sustaining, God, life-sustaining, in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, everyone who needs a life preserver, God, thrown out to them, Father God, in turbulent waters, Lord, in the sea, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are sustaining and life-giving in all that you do, Father God, we thank you for that, and Lord, we thank you, for Anita, Father God, and carrying her burdens, Lord. You know, I'm just even hearing the verse to Anita, to where it says to cast all of your cares upon the Lord, for he shall sustain you and not cause you to be shaken, which I think it's, I'm not maybe sure where that is, but I thank you, Lord, for your mighty acts and your mighty ways for Anita, Father, and moving in her life, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm also seeing, Anita, that the Lord, like the Lord and his word, he does have boundaries for us. So he doesn't really box us in, but he does have boundaries and parameters for us. And if we stay within that, like certainly he has mercy, but what his intention is for us to stay, like he's intentional with his boundaries and letting us know so that we stay within those parameters and that we know, he's not boxing us in. He is, you know, caring for us with those parameters. So thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for drawing those lines, Lord, for us to know and for us to see, God, and that those specific place, even in the even in the land where we walk, God, and that it's designated even for us to, as I was saying earlier to take dominion. But that's our place. It's our placement. It's our rightful place. And we stand in that rightful place. And we can, you know, play offensively. We can play offensively with the enemy when we're in our rightful place and in that secure place in the land. So thank you, God, for the offensive plays that she'll make, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling and joining us. Okay, take care. Okay, thank you. Okay, I have two more callers, so I'm going to open your phone line and just ask your name. Whoops. I'm going to stay here. Good evening. Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking
Hello.
To?
Stephanie from Illinois. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. May I close your phone line? Thanks for joining us. And, oops. Okay, 818-300.
This is Frida from Los Angeles.
Frida, okay. From LA. Okay, let me pray for both of you. I'm going to close your phone line. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you, Frida. I'll pray for Stephanie first. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Stephanie. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so I'm kind of saying like the Lord, you know, where it says, I am who I am, and I am. I don't know if I've given you this word before, but there's like seven things. I know I think I've spoken on, shared this before when I was speaking on the number seven, I think, the night that I did that, where the Lord, I'm not sure if this is in the book of John, but I want to say that, but I don't know if that's right, where he says seven things, where the Lord calls himself seven things. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am you know, the great shepherd. I am the shepherd. So there's seven things that the Lord said, which you can look that up, where he said, I am. So I just sense that he is speaking that over you, that he is, I am who I am. And so we thank you, God, because there is like an authoritative unction that comes over that as well. And we know there is authority in his word and what he's spoken. So when you partake of him, even as the bread of life that you carry, and you have this authority as well over you through his word, through his, you know, covenant with you and the power of his blood and the power of the Holy Spirit. So so I'm seeing something there. If I could look all those up for you, I would. And in case he was emphasizing any of those, but being the light and the bread are the two that I thought of. So I don't know if there's even something there specifically for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then for Frida, Father God, we thank you for Frida. I'm so overtime. So, Father, I thank you for Frida. We bring her to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. So the Lord, I see the Lord like emphasizing things in your life, like, so emphasizing. So he's hot, and it's not highlighting, it's emphasizing, which is very, it's actually a beautiful thing where like you accent a certain thing that a certain character or certain emphasis that you want to implore others to see or implore others to know where there's value there. So he's emphasizing something within you, Frida, that you carry in your character or in your virtue that he's wanting other people to say, to see or to know and to, you know, because there's a connection there, obviously, that you're woven together with him and that virtue. And like, let's say, for instance, it's kindness. And people, sometimes the Lord will have people do is they'll repeat something to you. Like sometimes people will say to me, oh, you're so patient. Like I hear that a lot, you know, like you're so patient. Oh, you've been so patient, or thank you for being patient, you know. And it's, and so it might be something like that where you begin to hear, if you're not already hearing people say, a specific attribute or character. Well, it's the Lord that's emphasizing, showing to you that he knows and he sees, he carries it, and you're knit together with him in this attribute, but he's emphasizing it for the beauty and the value and the worth that it is. So, Father, if she's not having people speak into that right now and hearing it, Father God, we just ask that let it come forth, Father God. Let the emphasis within her, God, that you are accenting for the value and the character and how she's knit together with you. God, let this come forth. Let it be known and let it be seen and let it be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you and shalom.